Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, very pleasant evening to you. This is Anya. Welcome to Let's Keep It Real here, Blog Talk Radio, 11 p.m. Eastern every Friday night. How are you doing? How are you?
I am great, thank you.
And I am so happy to be back with you. It's the 27th day of September. It's officially fall. So we said goodbye to the summer time, and we're enjoying cooler temperatures across the country. And I love the fall. I love the fall. The winter, not so much, but the fall, beautiful. I love to watch the leaves change, and I'm just in a good mood. I hope you had a great week. I had a fabulous week. I've been so busy getting things together, moving from state. I have a little crisis that's going on in the family, but God is good, and we give him the praise and the glory, as always. So I'm happy, and I'm blessed, and it's great to be back with you, and I'm going to start things off with some music to get me in a good mood, as I always do. Hopefully you enjoy this one. It is coming from, it's not X-rated, but it's Nadine Sutherland, some reggae. Yeah, it's starting things off tonight on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome and enjoy.
We need one.
What it does, them one. Make them jump up and don't stop, child. We get them one. Now don't make money.
Never wanna fall in love.
your best friend. She bought no dick, the only best friend. When makes you not keep money, so makes you jump, dance, skip and skip. Bow put your bands and you went dynamic.
Yeah, that's the voice of Nadine Sutherland and Wicked Vicky starting us off on tonight's program of Let's Keep It Real. And I must say, if you are a fan of the program The Voice, you know that it's back on for its third season. Christina and CeeLo are back on the judging panel, along with Blake and Adam. So, Jamaica, here we go again. So the Jamaicans are celebrating again because this past week, one of the contestants who tried out on this week's episode of The Voice was a Jamaican named Stephane Chin. She's been around for a very long time. Many Jamaicans are familiar with her and her music. She has a talented sister whose name is Tammy. Tammy has a hit record out with Akon. And they come from a musical family. But anyway, so Tessan was on The Voice. She auditioned. And she sung, I don't know the exact name of this. Try, I think it's called Try. But I know it's a Pink song. And it's called Try. You gotta get it. Try. And she tore that song up. When I say she tore that song up, Pink would give her a standing ovation. All four of the judges. Christina turned around first, and then Adam, and then CeeLo, and then Adam, whatever it was. But they all turned around, and they were all vying for her. She is amazing. So, of course, like I said, all the Jamaicans are familiar with her, and now America will be too, as she lies for the top prize on this season edition of Sports. So if you haven't heard her, please go to YouTube. Her name is Tessanne, T-E-S-A-N-N-E, Chin, The Voice, and you will thoroughly enjoy her edition of Try by Pink. Beautiful. It made the hairs on my skin stand up. That's how amazing she was. The only other person in recent history that I know who has done that was Jennifer Hudson when she was on American Idol. And in that season, there were so many talented ladies on that program. So it was good that season, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And Jennifer made the hairs on my skin stand up with her amazing voice. Tessan did the exact same thing. Looking forward to next week's program edition of The Voice. You're listening to Let's Keep It Real, and we're keeping it real. And tonight, I wanted to share this with you. Remember Aaron Hernandez, the NFL player from my absolute favorite team? Yes. The New England Patriots, my absolute favorite team. Well, remember he was indicted for the murder of another football player, arena football player. Well, now his fiance and cousin have been indicted by a Bristol County, Massachusetts grand jury on charges of perjury related to the homicide of that same guy. His name is Odin Lloyd. According to District Attorney Sam Sutter, the revelations were announced via Twitter. Authorities charged that Jenkins, Hernandez's fiance, lied to investigators during their work. While Sutter did not provide specific information about the basis of the indictment, prosecutors have said in the past that both women made overt attempts to mislead or misdirect the investigation. Jenkins remains free, but could be summoned for arraignment. Singleton, Hernandez's cousin, was previously indicted on a charge of contempt, according to the Hartford Courant. Singleton drove to Georgia with Ernest Wallace, another individual involved in the case, after the shooting, and then purchased a bus ticket for Wallace from Georgia to Florida. Fall River Superior Court has not announced arraignment date for either Singleton or Jenkins, or in Lloyd, a semi-pro football player, was shot and killed in Massachusetts Industrial Park in the early hours of June 17. Hernandez, the former tight end with the New England Patriots, has been charged with first-degree murder and weapons charges in connection with Boyd's death. Hernandez, who has not pleaded guilty, remains in prison. So that was a recent development. And also, coming to the surface is a picture of this beautiful little four-year-old American girl. I'm not sure if you heard about the attack in the mall in Kenya, and that just affected me to the core of my being. Can you imagine being in the mall, just minding your business, just shopping, and then being confronted with a situation where there are gunmen just shooting? In this case, they were targeting non-Muslims, and they were killing them just randomly. It was a massacre. But anyway, now a picture, a beautiful picture of a little Caucasian 4-year-old girl being rescued by a man in the mall. He has his hand extended, and she's running like he's saying, "Come here, come here," just so she can get out of the mall. She's like running. It's one of the most memorable images to emerge from inside the Nairobi mall attack last weekend by Islamic extremists. The little 4-year-old girl is seen running toward a man who's reaching out a hand to pull her to safety. The man's name was revealed as Abdul Hadi. He's 39 years old. He's a real estate executive who rushed to the mall as the attack got underway. He managed to evacuate scores of people to safety, including that young American girl, Portia Walker, and he is being here in Kenya as a hero. There are still good people around. And also, I was looking at the rescue of someone who fell on the subway track. Sometimes it takes a moment of high attention and potential danger to remind us that people can be, even to those they've never met, kind. And this was the case in Boston on Wednesday when a man tumbled onto the subway tracks, gave way to a harrowing rescue scene. In Beantown's North Station, and I was just recently in Boston. Was I at North Station? They have the yellow line and the red line. It's just like, it's simple, I guess, but I'm accustomed to the New York subway, so that seems like crazy to me. I'm like, the red line and the orange line and the T and the, like, what? But anyway, at North Station on the Orange Line, a man seemingly accidentally walked straight onto the train track, falling unconscious as a result of a scary plunge. But immediately, the waiting crowd sprang into action after failing to get the man's attention. Two people jumped onto the track, picked the man up, another person entered the firm from the opposite platform to give the final helping hand needed to get the lackadaisical man out of danger. This is the difference between, this is disgusting, this is the difference between the trains in Boston and the trains in New York. Most of the tracks I found in Boston seem to be above ground. So that in itself makes it way easier. The New York City subway station and the subway track is an entirely different beast, with everything being on the ground. So I think if someone were to fall on the tracks, then it would probably be less likely for them to survive that. So a word of caution, and excuse me, maybe he, as I said, he fell unconscious and then topped over onto the track. But I see people who are looking for the oncoming train, and there's a yellow line, and they do not even take heed to the fact that you're at the very edge of the platform. And they just walk casually and bump people. And I stand way back whenever I'm on a train platform. I stand way back because that's something scary. It's something very scary. And talking about scary, this is really bizarre. There's this fighter, an MMA fighter. His name is Leandro Souza. He died moments before weighing in for a shooto bout in Brazil. Can you imagine? This young man was 26. He was a Brazilian mixed martial arts fighter, and he was scheduled to compete on Friday in a flyweight bout at Shooter 43 in Brazil, and he died Thursday just prior to the weigh-in for the event. His teammates told newspapers that he needed to cut around 2 pounds to make the 126 pounds. And according to his friend, he was in a sauna when he passed out. The Institute of Forensic Medicine determined that he suffered a stroke, though it was noted that it was premature to attribute the stroke to his trying to cut the weight. That is really scary. He was in a sauna. I know you get dehydrated when you're in a sauna. And he was trying to cut 2 pounds before the fight today, Friday. And that is what happened. That's very sad. So our thoughts and prayers go out to his family. Very sad. Very sad. I remember way, way back when I was looking at a boxing match, and I'm not going to call the name of the boxer, but they were fighting, and the referee did not stop the fight when he should have stopped the fight. And this guy was beat in the head, like pounded in the head. He fell. He fell in the ring, and he rushed him to the hospital, and he never regained consciousness, and he passed away. So I'm not a big fan of boxing. I used to look at it a little more when it was like Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier and, you know, back in the day, even Lennox Lewis, and, you know, like back then I loved watching the heavyweight fights and stuff. But now Floyd Money Mayweather, you know, he had a fight recently. I don't know if you watched it, but it was a fight that had a bit of controversy, and that one of the judges, a female judge, was been questioned previously. She scored the match as a draw when it was obviously not, and Mayweather had won. But yeah, I watched that fight. It was a decent fight. He made a ton of money. I think he made hundreds of millions, if I'm not wrong. But they say he's the best in the game, so when you're the best, that's what you do. You make the money. Alrighty, it's 18 minutes after the hour of the 11 o'clock. You're listening to Anya. My name is Anya, and this is Let's Keep It Real on Blog Talk Radio. I'm here every Friday at the same time, 11 p.m. Please tell a friend, share the website, blogtalkradio.com/ Anya Radio, and you can log on, you can give me a call, you can send me an email, anya.radio@gmail.com, or you can visit my Facebook page, and while there, please take a moment to click the like button. I really do appreciate it. All my past shows are uploaded there, so if you missed something and you'd like to listen to it, then feel free to visit my Facebook page. Let's get some of these things. Some Robert Nesta Molly coming out right now. Could you be loved? Could you be loved? actually Snoop Dogg changed his name. He went to Jamaica and he had a revelation and he changed his name from Snoop Dogg to Snoop Lion, and he is now a rasta and making reggae music, being influenced by none other than the likes of the great Robert Nesta Marley. And recently he teamed up with Eddie Murphy. And, you know, everyone was up in arms. They were saying, Eddie, you made that one song Party All the Time. It was a one-hit wonder, blah, 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 blah. It was back in the 80s. You should stay back in the 80s where you were with that song. But I must let you know, the song with Snoop Dogg and Eddie Murphy is really, really good. It's called Red Light, and Eddie sounds so authentic. Got a really nice vibe to it. It's reggae. It's rockers. It's great. So that's another one you need to check out on YouTube. It's called Red Light, and it's Eddie Murphy featuring Snoop Lion, and it is the joint. I'm telling you. It's really, really good. I love it. It's really good. Surprisingly good. When I tell you I was shocked when I listened to it, I was really shocked. That's it. So check that out. And remember Keisha Cole and her sister Neffy? We met Neffy when Keisha had her BET reality show called Keisha Cole The Way It Is. We were introduced to Frankie, her mom, and we also met Neffy, and she and Neffy were feuding, and then, you know, and then Keisha moved everybody to Atlanta, and they were in the big house, and blah, 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 blah. And I love that show. Well, it went away, and after it went away, Neffy, well, they had familial issues, but anyway, so they were fighting, and they stopped talking, and I guess Keisha felt at the time that too much of her life was in the public eye, so she wasn't going to continue with another season. So Neffy, who had a taste of the limelight at that time and was getting those reality checks, she negotiated, and she and her mom got a show, and it was called Frankie and Neffy, and it was a disaster, just how we love to see and enjoy, but it was a mess, but it was great for TV. But anyway, so after they were in the acting school, Keisha had really had it with them. She got married, she didn't invite Neffy, and they became estranged, but lately, they have been speaking, they started speaking again, and they have been hanging out, and I saw on one of the blogs that Neffy recently popped up at the Steve Madden Show event in Lenox Mall in Georgia, where Keisha was having debuting her line, and they posed and took some pictures, which were circulating on the blog. So it's really great to see that they have kind of resolved their issues, or at least are working on it. And Neffy tweeted saying, family is the only thing that matters, and her love for her sister, the life, and nothing will ever come between the family. So that's great. He said he had a great little backstory with her, and I forgot his name. Her husband. Yeah. Let me see. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Solo. Her husband. Her husband's name is Solo. That was a cute little story going on with them. You know, how they're married and blah, blah, blah. He's cute. So I hope that DC revives that, because with all the other reality shows that are on, that is a little, even though it's black, as they say, it's still refreshing, and it's about family. And I enjoyed it, and I'm sure that, you know, you will also. You're listening to Let's Keep It Real. My name is Kanye, and as we wind things down for tonight, Friday, September 27th, the last Friday night of the month of September. Oh my God, September 2013 is almost over. We've got three more days before we say goodbye to September and hello October, and it's November and December, and then it's the new year. But anyway, so today's the last Friday. The next time I join you will be in October. It'll be October 4th. So I'm going to say my good night for now. Have a safe and happy weekend, and just be careful out there. And join me again next week at the same time. Tell a friend, blogtalkradio.com/OnyaRadio. The name of the program is Let's Keep It Real. My name is Anya. Email address is Anya.radio@gmail.com. My Facebook page is Anya Radio. Stop by, click like, tell a friend, share it, and thank you for joining me. Peace and love. I'm out.
Everybody get up.